Always a Charm with Melody Luna, Michelle McKenzie, and Sue Ellis-Saller. So, hey, ladies, how are you today?
Hey, Sue.
Hello.
How are you? Hey, Melody.
Hello.
It's been a while.
So it has, huh?
Yeah.
So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys. Woohoo.
Yeah. So we're tonight, I should have looked up the time, is the new moon in Capricorn. So yeah. And so it's an earthy sign. It's very much about building blocks and motivation for the future. And I was reading some really cool stuff about it. So while I find this exact time, why don't you ladies introduce yourselves?
Melody.
Oh. Okay. My name is Melody Luna. I am a card reader, psychic medium, dream interpreter, and empath. I have been reading cards for over 10 years, and I've been a medium for about 5 years now. And I have my own website, which you can go to. It's diaryofapsychicmedium.com. And I do want to say that I have cards out now, another deck. I did one deck for Impasse, and now I have officially another deck out in my shop if you go to my website. It's the Everyday Oracle. So it's pretty simple pictures, everyday pictures that you can pull a card for every day to give you like your little mini tasks for that day. So I want to concentrate on this, or I should concentrate on that. So it's nice. So if you want to check it out, you can go right ahead and check it out. Cool.
Very cool. Well, I'm Michelle McKenzie, and I'm a life coach and spiritual coach, and I've been reading tarot since the late 60s. And I just went brain dead. Okay, I think just saying the late 60s just made me feel old. Anyway, you can find me on Facebook if you go to facebook.com/mypurposepath and join that page there. And my website is mypurposepath.com. And I'm also a Reiki master, and I love working with animals and Reiki. Animals really do notice the energy. So stop on by, drop me a line. I'm taking clients right now. So hope to hear from you.
Very nice. Thank you, ladies, for introducing yourselves. And last but not least, I'm Sue Ellis-Saller. And, I'm an angel tarot and oracle card reader. I started reading tarot in the, late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, dating yourself.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm fine. I have a nice big white stripe in my hair, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I got
blessed
with the nice white stripe. Yeah.
I got gray hairs, and I'm like, I'm not dying them. I'm leaving them.
Yeah.
I dye everything else but that. So you'll never know if I have more than a gray stripe or not. So... I'm the class clown, if you guys haven't figured that out now. And no, I'm also a business mentor for spiritual and sensitive entrepreneurs, and a Reiki master as well, and a certified transformational life coach. You can find me, my email is sue@sueellissaller.com, all small letters, no punctuation except for the dot. And I did... Just in case anybody wants to find those addresses later on, I did post them on the information for the show today. So all of our emails are on there in case anybody wants to get a private individualized reading from one of us. Then they can make arrangements via those email addresses.
Thank you, Sue.
Oh, course, you're welcome. So, and before the show came on today, Melody and I were talking a little bit about the energy of the new year and how everything is like clear out stuff. Like it's really an earthy kind of energy about, you know, I've heard so many people talk about clearing clutter, redecorating. I've been doing the same thing myself. So how are you guys feeling with the energy of the new year? Tell me.
Boy, that is so true. It feels like it is time to go through, clear out, get rid of, reposition what it is that you really want to have and accomplish this year. Don't do the same old thing. You know, get ready to make some real headway. That's how it feels to me.
That's good advice. And how about you, Melody?
Well, I was just telling Sue that, you know, I've been repainting, redecorating, getting rid of stuff. I've been donating stuff, you know, that I don't need anymore. It's kind of like one of those, like you have your to-do list and you've been putting it off, and I'm getting this energy of don't put it off anymore, get it done, like cross off those things on your list. Because that, you know, gets rid of your mental clutter of keeping saying, oh, I haven't done that. And you keep just walking by it day after day. And then I think this is the time to finally do it, especially with the new year kicking off. If you want to start fresh, you got to, you know, clean that slate so you can jump off something fresh. That's what I get.
I like that.
Yeah, I love what you just said, Melody, about mental clutter, because people don't even think about, like, how the thoughts in their head, like if you have to mail a package or if you have to, you have this continual, you know, list of things going over and over in your head. And sometimes you have to clear your head out too.
Yes.
And get rid of the mental clutter or say things that you've kind of been stuffing down.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is a good time of year to give yourself a little one day, if that's all you can manage, retreat. To be alone, have your journal with you, and really start digging into your life and moving forward. And it's a great way to get the clutter out of your mind, like you were talking about, and you really can get some clarity. So if there is some place in your area, like in my area, we have Ananda, which is a beautiful village where I can rent a little house and stay there for a night or a week or 2 weeks and be in silence even. So it's really, this is a good time of year. Winter is a time of reflection.
Yeah, that's a great point, too. I wish I could get away for, like, more than just a day, but I'm thinking we have thermal spas by us. It's called Uberla, and I think a spa package has my name on it there. I'm like,
oh.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because the waters are like 98.6 or 98.8 or something like that, just naturally, because they're like the, you know, like the thermal springs or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I won't tell you guys about my area. I'm like, actually, I live in an area of Austria that's really, you know, has thermal springs. So, and the waters are supposed to be really, really mineral packed. And so you absorb all those minerals, and at the same time you're sweating out the toxins. It's really, really good for you.
Oh, nice. Now, I used to go up to the mud baths in Calistoga that's up in the wine country, and you'd get into the mud baths because those are also natural hot waters up there. And the mud baths pull the toxins out. But it finally occurred to me that I was getting into mud that had been sweat in before. And that just creeped me out.
Oh.
So I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, because, I mean, really, there's the natural filtration and everything like that, but I don't know.
I know. And then a girlfriend's mother was saying, oh, you'll get herpes.
Oh, yeah, I don't want
to. I don't know if that's true. I don't see how, because it's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Could live in that. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. So there are a lot of opportunities for getting away, even if you just pick up your journal and head to a coffee shop for a while, if
mm-hmm.
that's all you can do. That's mm-hmm. can be so such a nice respite in a crazy day.
Sometimes I would just book a hotel for the weekend, even if it's nearby, just so I have a different atmosphere. It's kind of like it's a vacation because you're somewhere else, even though you're like down the street. It's something different.
I know. I love that. I used to go down to Big Sur, and I'd rent a cabin in Big Sur and just stay and work on, you know, a writing project or whatever. Oh, it just felt so luxurious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can imagine. I take whatever time I can get, though, I'm telling you. Like, well, even little breaks, like going to the gym for myself or, you know, but then again, it's like kind
That's
of like
good.
Working. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So are you ladies ready to take a caller really quick? We have a few people
on
hold.
Oh, sure. Yay.
Okay.
Do we?
I'm going to take, I think her name is Ashley. Let's see if she's still here. Let's see if it works. Let me close some of this other stuff down. I have a couple other things open on my computer. Huh. Okay.
We're trying to find you, Ashley.
Yeah. Ashley, are you there? Well, let me... Maybe I should try and take another one because it's like buffering.
Hi.
It just keeps... Hi. Ashley?
No, this is Kim.
Oh, hi, Kim. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
Hi, Kim.
Good. How can we help you?
Just general reading, or do you need something specific?
General is fine, ladies. Are you okay with general?
Okay.
I can do general.
Yep, general is good for me.
Okay. So, Kim, let's see. Anybody have anything yet?
I'm almost there.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead. I've got, I am seeing that a current situation has something to do about, it looks like something's going to be arriving or you're expecting something. And this is a good card. It's a wonderful card. To attain that, your resources are your own ability to be successful. I pulled the Queen of Pentacles. And she's pretty focused on the goods. So if you were waiting for something to do with your home or money. It looks like it's coming. There is something that you want to be aware of, and it's that you don't want to be sucked in to this situation that's happening and think that it is the most important thing that's ever happened, because you will become you can become too easily enslaved to the situation, the money. There's just some care needs to be kept in mind. And
okay,
that's all I'm saying about that.
Okay.
Let's see. Melody, you want to go next or you want me to go next? I can go next.
Okay.
I'm seeing that right now, it's like what we were talking about earlier, something needs to be reviewed and evaluated. So right now I see that you're kind of going through something that you're figuring out, okay, do I want to do this or I don't want to do this? It's kind of a good time to review all the facts before you pick this direction. I'm also getting that once you reevaluate all the facts and get like a list going or a mental list going, like we're talking about, whatever, it might have been something that you've put off or might have something that you don't want to make the choice yet. Once you reevaluate carefully, then everything will happen for the best. So I am seeing potentially in the future that there is a good thing of happening once you do this. I'm kind of suggesting don't rush on your choices. The more carefully placed your choices are, the better. But I do see potential of a good thing happening if you do evaluate your choices. I see that you should speak your mind with confidence, be a professional, and I see that you are a person that is kind of this diplomatic, intelligent person, so I would stick with that. I would also... Your strength would also lie in being in quiet time and meditation and self-discovery and evaluation of yourself. So you get your strengths from being by yourself, which in turn gives you that diplomatic intelligence that you have. So if that makes sense. So by being a loner, by being a hermit, by reevaluating, spending time with yourself, giving yourself self-love, you will in turn give yourself the strength that you need in terms of your qualities of yourself, being diplomatic and intelligent. They both help each other. And then the final card I'm getting is that there's going to be an inflow of abundance, whether this is money, whether this is a business contract, whether this is documents. I'm seeing that will benefit you. So it's kind of like your strength as an intelligent, diplomatic person will help you with this new business venture, contract, abundance coming in. So they all have ties together. So what I would say is take time for yourself, because that would help you in your own strengths that you have, and take time making decisions, because in the end it will benefit you greatly doing it this way versus rushing into it.
Yeah, I can't decide whether to take this next series of classes or not, because it's a year-long commitment and financial commitment.
Mm-hmm. And it's good to hear you say that, because most people, when they take classes, sometimes they say, I'm going to go take this class. I'm like, so excited to take these courses, but they don't think about the commitment, like you said, and they don't think about the money. So you're kind of gearing yourself up in that mindset of, okay, if I do this, I have to be prepared for the finance and the commitment. So you're on the right track. So I have to commend you of taking time to actually think this through instead of saying, I just want to do it and jump in.
Thank you. I haven't decided yet.
That's good. You're doing, yeah, you're on the right track. You're thinking about it. Just don't jump into it. So yeah. You have anything
to
do?
Go ahead. Yeah, in the same way, you know, this isn't your destiny, Kim. Like, you know, part of you has gone marching forward, I feel like. Sometimes because you feel like it's a call to do something. But sometimes, like Melody was kind of warning against, you kind of rush into things without fully considering the impact of them. And I really feel like you have a lot on your plate right now, that you feel like that's part of the struggle, not only financially, but also, you know, in balancing work life and work and work and work some more.
Yeah.
And so you're just like to the point also where you're just like, I'm not even sure if I truly want to put this much time, energy, and effort into yet another project. And this isn't the only opportunity to take these classes. They'll be offered again. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm getting here. That, you know, it's just really you're weighted down. Your energy is depleted. And really rushing into things might cause a little bit of heartache for you. So
thank you.
Is what I get. You're welcome.
More than you guys have said money, is it like an abundance, like lottery money? Or is it like free car money? I don't.
It could just mean it's very vague. I'm not getting any type of abundance. I am getting something promising. So it's kind of telling me if you play your cards right, no pun intended, if you play your cards right and make the choices you have. So perhaps I'm just throwing this out there. So perhaps maybe you saved your money on taking these classes because you know it's not the right time. Maybe that money will be used to something better that might come along that will give you more abundance and in the long run. Do you kind of see what I'm saying? Like by not making this choice, you'll be making a better choice in the long run that will give you abundance in return because you saved that money or you saved doing that choice that you thought you should do, but you shouldn't do, but you trusted your gut.
Thank you. Thank you for explaining.
Mm-hmm. You're very welcome.
And you know, that kind of ties back in with that last card that I had about actually bondage. And I think it really comes back to you being careful about, now that I know what you were asking about, it makes more sense that you don't want to get into that bondage with a bunch of classes. So you do want to really look at that carefully, especially a year-long class. That's a big commitment.
It is. It really is. And, yes, I don't like having so much to do all the time.
Mm-hmm. And I already can tell you're smart as it is, so don't feel like you lack intelligence. You're a pretty smart person. I can already tell by the way you're making your decisions and how the cards are falling. So,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Well, good luck to you, Kim.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Now, that's an interesting point, too, is, like, avoiding potential clutter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
discerning about what you allow into your sphere so that you don't end up, you know, it's just like I'm reading a book right now about being a consumer versus being, like, a wealth producer. And, you know, a lot of times people just get the money in their hands and they're like, I got to get rid of it, you know.
especially with the new tax year, when people filing their taxes, I'm sure they'll get a lot of return money on that, and they'll just spend it frivolously. So taking time to actually think, okay, do I need this, or should I invest it in something, or should I save it, is kind of what we should be asking.
Right. Definitely. And especially, you know, before you work on clearing the clutter that you already have around.
Mm-hmm.
So
it kind of like reminds you of that stair stepper that's in the closet that you haven't used in 10 years, but what, I make like 5 payments of $19.99 on that.
Yeah. Huh?
Never going to use it. Like buyer's remorse.
My cats love my treadmill. They hang on top of it.
The like the New Year's resolutions of losing weight. I'm going to buy all this stuff and then you never use it. You also got to be practical in your purchases.
Right.
But we're not all human. We all make those mistakes. I've made those mistakes.
Right,
so.
Right.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You know, you really did bring up a good point about bringing in more clutter, not just getting rid of clutter, but thinking really hard about, do I need more stuff to be happy?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, oftentimes, no. No, we don't.
I feel less stressed walking into a room with less stuff than more stuff for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do, too. Because I used to have a lot of stuff out, but my cats broke it all. So
that's a good excuse to get rid of it.
And I don't have to dust all these little things anymore. So then you start really looking at, oh, you know, that just collects dust. So I'd rather dust my crystals, frankly.
Yeah. But I have to say, like, seriously, on the same line or in the same token, I used to be, like, a collector of tarot cards, and I'm kind of at this impasse right now because I still have three. I just bought a new deck this week. So I have, including the deck that I got this week, I have three in cellophane still. And, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, too.
Okay. You're like, enabler.
Cards Anonymous.
You can never have too many cards or too many crystals.
You're talking to the wrong people.
You're encouraging me.
No, can't help it.
Yeah, it's my job. It's what I do. You know, I make videos of, like, of card things. But then I'm like, I just can't keep up with it anymore. Do I need more? And so last year I even took a buying hiatus.
What? How did that feel?
I don't understand. Are you speaking English? maybe it has a D.
I kind of did the same thing. So I used to watch YouTube videos all the time of people's new decks, what was coming out.
Right.
And, like, and I just had to take a detox from that. I had to say, okay, I can't watch these anymore. I have to distance myself because I wasn't choosing my decks anymore from intuitive based. I was doing it on other people's energy and how happy they were when they had the decks versus my own energy. So when I bought a deck, I kind of looked at it going, why did I... Like, when I had time by myself to look at the deck, because I love getting a new deck, and I always have to flip through by myself without radio or TV. And I'm just sitting there like, why did I get this? I don't resonate with this at all.
I've done it. I turn around and sell them.
Ah, you're good.
Yep.
I got a whole stack to sell, I sold some. Yep.
I just shipped two decks this morning through eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
I do through eBay, too. Yeah.
You're going to have to tell me what you're getting rid of, because there's a couple I'm looking for.
Oh. Okay. These were a couple of old decks that were my mother's.
Oh, cool.
See how precious I thought they were? So they're gone now. I've kept some, but not all. So, and that allows me to get the decks that actually speak to me, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's by selling like three decks, I got a deck that I really wanted. So.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm like looking around now. I'm like, I could throw all this stuff away. Yeah.
Notes
and stuff like that. So, should we take another caller? Because we have a few people waiting.
Yes,
in line.
Do. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hi, thanks for holding. Hello? It's taking its own sweet time today.
I don't hear any snoring.
That was great. I wonder if we'll ever get another snorer.
That was fun.
We're just so relaxing. Yeah. It's our healing powers.
Yeah.
Calm them too much.
We should try doing a Reiki show one time. Like all three of us turn on the Reiki before the show starts.
Wow. Do what before the show starts?
Turn on Reiki.
Oh. And then we'd just be really, really quiet?
No, but we could do the show and it's new art.
Or it would be quiet, but we would feel everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's thinking about a ham sandwich? I've done that before. I got my teeth cleaned and I was like, who's thinking of an ice cream sundae? And my dental hygienist was. She's like, I had that for lunch.
Oh, that's funny.
About ice cream. Mm-hmm. While I do a whole 30.
Oh, that's right. Whole 30.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's awesome, though. Seriously. I'm loving it.
My sister's doing it. She loves it.
Does she like it?
This is, I think, her third round. So, yeah,
okay.
She likes it a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm considering it.
Once you get used to it, like, you feel really awesome. And, like, if you prepare for it, like, I've been eating a lot of sweet potatoes because I like sweets. So,
yeah.
And this does go with the theme of clearing clutter because you also get, like, cellular buildup and things like that from sugar and from wheat or from toxins that cause inflammation and stuff like that. So, it's why you go to the sauna. It's why you do a healing session. For some reason, this call isn't coming on. We can just continue talking while we wait for this person, or I can try and bring another person on, but then I might get two people on at once. Let's see. How many people? We're going to get a party going on here.
Cool.
All right. Woo. Okay, radio party tonight. We've got but the new moon, and while we're waiting, hello, is any caller there? This is weird. I'm gonna have to message Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry, you guys. If you guys are waiting, you might have to like hang up and try again. Because I'm not able to bring callers in, or if you can put your question in the chat room, open moderator chat in a new window, I'll do that. See if I get any questions in there. Yeah, because that's part of the show. And just,
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you do with the new moon?
Well, the new moon energy, I was looking that up. So it's 2:17 a.m. Universal time, so like Greenwich Mean Time. So I think New York is UTC minus 5.
Yeah.
And then that would mean we were UTC minus 9, I think. Would that be right in Pacific Standard Time? I'm pretty sure it is. So it's at 2:17 a.m. on January 17th, so in the morning. And so when the moon is going from full to new, so when it's shrinking, then you want to take anything that you want to get rid of. So cleaning out things was such an awesome, like, totally in line with the moon energy, totally in line with what you're supposed to do. So like cleaning, cleansing, cord cutting would be excellent. Like today, like right now before the new moon.
I like that.
Yeah. Cause you're going to be, you're going to be shrinking or diminishing or getting rid of things. And then starting when the moon turns new, and starts growing full, so at 2:17 a.m. UTC tomorrow, so minus 6 would be, let's see, I don't even know, 8 o'clock p.m. tomorrow, New York time. That's when that the moon turns new and starts growing again. So that is when you can start manifesting work. So you start asking for things that you want more of.
Oh.
So
that's
when it goes
very
from
cool.
new to full, yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm like, yeah, it is really cool. Is somebody there? Yeah. Okay.
So it's okay. Kind of like once you empty something out, you gotta fill the basket back up, but with better things.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of emptying out the bad or what you don't need and filling it with the good.
Mhm.
That's
or,
awesome.
Yeah, and you can really do. I really suggest only working on one thing per moon cycle.
Right.
So,
too many eggs in the basket.
Yeah. Right. And you want to focus all of your energy because you know how it is if you scatter your energy between like 7 different things,
mm-hmm.
none of them get your full attention. But if
mm-hmm.
you have one thing that you focus on, then it's, you know, a lot more powerful.
Well, then it seems like you're not unsure either. Your intention is clear and focused versus it kind of seems like if you're doing too many things, you're insecure about what you really want. So your energy is going to get confused and not give it to you versus the one thing that you want. So you're confident with that choice.
Hmm.
So
that's a good point.
The universe's confidence with backing you up.
That's very interesting. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And you know, like right now you can, and it's also the way that you phrase things too, because the way that you say things can also have an influence. Like if you're like, dang, I was hoping to lose a few pounds this month or whatever, and now I've missed my opportunity. Well, then you can go into the new moon cycle and you can say, I would like to increase my muscle mass. I would like to increase my health. I would like to, you know, improve my flexibility or, you know, do more exercise or eat better or something so that you're phrasing it in a way that's actually a growing thing.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I always add for my highest good at the end.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, I might be saying something and it might not be phrased right. So I always say for my highest good.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I cover spaces because you never know what you're sending out or what is interpreted.
Or I always say that or better.
You say what?
Oh.
Better, better?
What I want or better.
Or better.
Oh,
okay.
I see.
Yeah. So, but that's good for my highest and greatest good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes getting rid of things, like we were talking about, is actually for your highest and greatest good, huh?
Yeah.
Because I know one time I asked that I wanted to lose weight, and long time ago, and I ended up getting sick. And I couldn't eat for 3 days. So be careful what you wish for.
Oh, yeah. Very careful.
Especially
yeah, we'll
those who do spells and stuff who are Wiccan or anything. Be careful what you specifically write down or intentions or because you really need to get the wording right before you put all that out there.
It's like those TV shows where somebody has a wish for the genie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. The genies. Is that how you pronounce it? Jinns, D-J-I-N-N. Those characters, they're like kind of like a sinister genie where like if you wish for something, they'll twist it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Tricksters. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, I want so-and-so to love me, and then the person becomes obsessed with them, like, too in love with them, and then they didn't want it anymore, like, things like that.
Right.
Like, is that what I wanted?
Stop.
That's what you wish for.
Sorry. Or you get to know them and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, they're not for my highest good.
You look much better than you are.
That's funny.
Yeah. But also, we'll have to do a show about spell casting and about the importance of words as well, because I think that's something people need to know in their regular daily lives as well. I don't think people understand how much power they have and that they release, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was. Go ahead.
Because I was saying that last week, like when you hear people that say, I'm never going to get any better, everything always goes wrong for me. And then they just bring more of that in their life because that's what the universe hears.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have to always like try to correct people when they say that, you know, famous phrase, F my life. I'm like, don't say that around me. Please don't say that because you don't know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Or it couldn't get worse.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, what are you thinking?
And then they complain. Nothing. Their affirmations don't work. Well, you're saying all that.
You listening to your affirmations? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and speaking of affirmations, what do you ladies have for, like, some good clutter clearing, like what do you think of some good affirmations that people can be using in this new year to like bring the best stuff in their lives?
Go ahead, Michelle. I don't really know anything.
it just seems like they would be the best affirmations are the ones that are based on what is going on in your life right now. Like, if you want to manifest more money so that you can pay your bills and help somebody, then you would be giving thanks of the money that you have. And sometimes people have a really hard time with that because they're thinking, I don't have it. You have to visualize that you have it already. Excuse me, even if that doesn't make sense. So I like to picture all these fiber optics, you know, those fiber optic lamps. So here are all these fiber optics shooting toward me with the things that I already have. They're already mine. I just don't see them. And those are the kind of affirmations you want. You're thanking because you already have whatever it is that you feel you need, you already have. So you never want to say, I want or I need. You want to thank you for these things that I have in my life. For this $10,000.
Well, thank you, universe, for this $10,000 that just went into my bank account. Hallelujah.
Exactly. Woohoo.
I think we're all saying, yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because when people talk about praying, we always used to think of as asking for something. And I think it also needs to be thanking and appreciating and, you know, maybe asking for guidance. But being with the gratitude for the things that you have is so important for making affirmations actually work and create abundance in your life. And that's basically what we're looking for.
Right. I read something similar to that. I read something kind of like what you were saying, Michelle, about how we should kind of be It's like if you pray for protection, like, you know, God or guides, please protect me. Instead of saying, please protect me or will you protect me, it's thank you for protecting me. Already assume that it's already done. Like they already knew
right.
you were asking for it long before your mouth or your mind started praying for it.
Right.
Assume that it's already done, so your mind is already grateful for it already happening. Don't be in wondering that will it happen, because that puts a different kind of energy out there. Know that it's already happened, that it's already received, that it's already taken care
right.
of.
Right. Right. Do you remember the movie The Secret?
Mm-hmm.
It,
oh yeah.
It had so much of this good stuff. I mean, they kind of lessened the impact by using it to manifest a parking spot or to make yourself, you know, stinking rich. But a lot of what they talked about was important, whether they were making, you know, your requests, the things that you were saying, oh, I already have that parking spot in front, even if that sounds small, their message was filled with a lot of good information. And it doesn't hurt to go back and reread that for anybody who might be new to the whole idea of creating your own abundance, of manifesting the magnificent in your life.
Mm-hmm. And it's on Netflix right now, because it's either on Netflix or I'm almost positive it's Netflix. I just rewatched it like a few weeks ago. Well,
oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh,
oh
yeah.
Cool. You know,
yeah.
I love the part where the genie, and he's standing outside, and the genie is, your wish is my command, as he
right.
looked up into the universe. And I thought that's it. That's it exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's us manifesting.
Well, and once you start doing it, it's, I don't know, for the people who are listening out there, there's a book called E Squared by Pamela Grout.
Oh,
is her
that's
name?
A good book. Good book.
And it shows you, like, you know, like some of the scientific data behind manifestation and how, like, yeah, I won't go into the whole subparticular matter kind of thing, but
yeah.
How you can do little simple exercises that help you learn not only how to manifest, but also how to trust in your manifestation skills. And
right.
that trust.
That's important.
Yeah, it's totally important.
Yeah, that was a really good part of her book, was showing how people actually did manifest and how she manifested things in her life, but also the exercises. Because
mm-hmm.
you start off kind of simple and you gain confidence, and pretty soon you're saying to yourself, wow, I'm magic. Because you are magic. We all are.
I like that, because it's like starting at the root. So, like, if you're saying stuff and you don't feel confident in what you're saying, or you don't assume that it's already done, you might have to go back to your, like, root chakra and build that up. Then you can start having confidence in what you're saying and that it's already
yeah.
done, that it'll take care of itself. Because if you don't, that means you have to reassess yourself and start building that up, building that foundation up, so you can get, which is a great thing to do, too. I'm always trying to build myself up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good stuff.
And
Ask and It Is Given by the Hicks is, mm-hmm. of course, a very important book. And Course in Miracles is just full of important stuff. Those are good books to get people started on manifesting the life that they want.
Mm-hmm. And just really understanding, like, a lot of people I feel like are really of the mindset that they can't make any big changes in their life, that they don't have any control, that they're like kind of being led along by some invisible force that
that either doesn't think nicely about them or is just playing with them or whatever. But when you turn it around and you see that, you know, you have a lot to be grateful for, number one. Number two, you have the ultimate power over your life. And sometimes you have to make some really hard decisions and change some things, but ultimately that power is there. It's life-changing. It's really, you know, owning the power.
Yeah. Well, to keep thinking you have lack, you'll always have lack. But, I mean, sometimes there is time where it's fact. Yes, I don't have an orange when I want an orange. But is it going to help you sitting there keep obsessing about how you don't have an orange? Or is it going to help to tell you, okay, I will get an orange, or I will be taken care of. I have faith that I'll be taken care of. Whether it's an orange or an apple, I'm going to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
That I receive in the future. So, and to go back to your question about like what affirmations can we start or what we tell ourselves, it's weird with me because I work on what I want first, and then the affirmations come. So
okay.
Like, what am I searching for? Like, I just bought a book. I'll start reading books. And then I'll figure out, okay, what do I want? And then later, the phrase will come, kind of like automatic writing. And like, say if you're writing in a journal or you have a vision board or something of what you want, then later you kind of can get a sense of what affirmation to produce that will be helpful. So it's kind of like backwards.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Or is it forwards?
Is it forward thinking, but a backwards method,
or
a sideways,
figuring out,
I don't know.
For me, I think it would be, you know, something about bringing only the things that will go for my greater good into my life, and being discerning enough to know the difference between what I really truly need and what is just kind of filler.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Because sometimes too, like, taking advantage of the abundance that's there is key for some people as well, like myself, especially, like, just to give you like a symbolic whatever, I have walnut trees. I have two walnut trees and a cherry tree. And if I never harvest the walnuts, like, I have a total abundance of walnuts. I have, like, friggin', you know, like, 10 kilos just sitting in the yard. You know.
Wow.
And if I don't go out there and collect them, is the abundance doing me any good?
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm. You know, so give me the abundance that I can deal with and best use. And, I mean, seriously, walnuts are, like, $4.99 a kilo or something like that by us. So, you know, but if I waste the potential, if I waste the abundance that's given to me, like, please give me the wisdom and the motivation to use the abundance that I'm given.
And also, you don't want to take them for granted either, because you have so many.
Yeah.
You might be like, oh yeah, I done. And then when you need them one day, they might not be there. It's like, oh, I've taken that for granted.
Right.
You know.
I bought walnuts. Why?
Oh, you know why. Because they were already chopped.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Seriously. No, shell. But getting them things out of the shell is ridiculous. Like, 3 hours later. Like, seriously, like the SpongeBob. 3 hours later. Seriously. No, but also, you know, that's part of respecting the abundance that you're given is, you know, I'm going through all of my, like, my subscriptions and everything right now, things that I pay on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
And I'm getting rid of the things that I don't need.
Right.
You know, if I'm still paying for it, why am I paying for it if I don't use it?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, and that's just respecting the abundance that the universe is giving to me and making sure that I'm using it in a, the most valuable way for me.
Wisely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also wanted to say that recently I've been kind of, because I'm all about duality, the yin and the yang, how we always say sometimes negative energy, you know, helps us grow, or the hard times helps us grow. But I've been recently saying something. I used to change my phrase, since we're talking about affirmation, what we say, and I can mention it if we talk about it again. But recently I've been saying, instead of saying take away all my negative energy, like when I start a meditation or time by myself, or I'm in that kind of prayer mentality or chant mentality or affirmation mentality, I'm starting to say, take away any negative energy that's not of my highest good. Because sometimes if I need something bad to happen to me for me to realize something, I don't want it me to totally cleanse everything out. So I think everything's all hunky-dory all the time. If something needs to be hard on me for me to finally learn my lesson, I think that's important. So I don't want to wish it away.
Yeah.
But I do want to give any negative energy that is not for my highest good that I'm holding on to away. But, yeah, I started saying that because I just think sometimes it's important for us to learn lessons, even if it's the hard way.
Well, I really like that. And that's such a good point.
Because I'm really stubborn. And so if it needs to be drilled into me through something, you know, bad or catastrophic or not so, or uncomfortable, I like you, or that's a really great word, I should say. If it's something uncomfortable for me, that's the only way that I can get kind of, you know, told, okay, stop, then I should listen, because I'm really stubborn. I have a hard head. I'm working on it.
No, but it's true. A lot of people, you know, and this is something that we've talked about probably before, but, you know, a lot of times you just have to go through it. It's like you can't walk around the woods to get to, you know, you have to walk through it sometimes in order to, because if you side skirt or if you always like kind of neutralize or, you know, roll things in glitter or whatever, at the core, there's still that lesson there. And just because you rolled it in glitter doesn't mean that the lesson doesn't need to be learned or it's going to go away.
Right.
Good
it's
point.
Just part of you. And it's like you're not ready for the next level. We want to rush through level one to get through level two, but maybe you're held back at level one so harshly because you can't complete level two without learning the lessons of level one.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't, there's no way, like you, because you wouldn't be able to complete level two.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be stuck, so.
And it's not that you're hard-headed, it's just that you need to learn for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Gain the strength or a new perspective or maybe you needed a break to get ready for level two, or there's so many things.
Yeah.
Well, we have about 90 seconds left, so I want you ladies to be able to repeat again how people can find out where you are. And we're going to wrap up the show. And I'm really sorry, you guys. I couldn't, like, I'm still waiting for this call to come on.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Well,
how weird. Very, very strange.
Well, the call-ins are why I use Blog Talk Radio, so Blog Talk Radio.
I know. I was looking forward to talking to folks. Next week.
Yep. So, Michelle, how can people find you real quick?
So you can find me at mypurposepath.com and on Facebook with My Purpose Path. And you can email me at mypurposepath@gmail.com. So give me a call.
Very good, very good. And Melody?
You can find me at diaryofapsychicmedium.com. You can contact me through diaryofapsychicmedium@gmail.com or melodyluna13@gmail.com.
Perfect. And you have two new decks that are just out on the market. So
I have an empath deck, and for people who need to deal with their empath abilities, it'll help, and everyday oracle deck.
Very good. I can't wait to see
cool.
them. I'm all like, new decks?
I'll send the link to you guys so you can see.
And I'm Sue Ellis Saller, and you can find me at SueEllisSaller.com or Sue@SueEllisSaller.com. And again, I did put all the emails in the information from the episode info on blogtalkradio.com. And ladies, we will talk next week, I hope.
I hope so, too. I hope that we can talk to others, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. So
well,
everybody will get settled after the holidays.
Yeah.
We'll get people.
Okay. Well, goodbye. Take care. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Take care. Thanks again.
Bye.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay. Bye.